Ravager's Redemption by Adriana Dane, Book 2 of the Argadian Rebellion Trilogy, now available at Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. Ex-Tribunal Enforcer Dalen Capri hides a terrible secret. If discovered, it could destroy her chances at a new life. Alekos Andromeda is the only one who knows the truth. When Dalen is called upon to save him, will it culminate in a love that was always destined to redeem them both? An excerpt from Ravager's Redemption. Chapter 1. What you need is a male. Dalen Capri's eyes snapped open to pin Alluria Zaiden with a directed, narrowed scowl. It was bad enough she'd let herself be talked into joining Alluria and Kira in this activity they named female bonding. Now Alluria seemed hayden-bent on complicating the situation by tying her with some male. She detected the glitter of humor in Alluria's eyes and relaxed against the edge of the pool. She should have recognized the teasing tenor in Alluria's voice. She seemed to take great delight in baiting her. Often Dalen had witnessed her doing the same thing with her taman, Devon. This wide array of emotions Dalen was now saddled with still caused her difficulty. Lately, irritation seemed to be the prevailing influence, surfacing with increased regularity. She whipped her head around when a giggle erupted from the other side of the pool and glared at Kira Andromeda. "Are you laughing at me?" Kira shook her head and sank deeper into the bubble-laden hot water. "Certainly not, Dalen, but Alluria could be right. A little male attention might help to ease some of the tension you are experiencing." Abruptly, Dalen shifted up, water sluicing down over her upthrust breasts. "I am not tense. I am a fighter, an enforcer for many years. Enjoyment in these feminine bondings you both seem so fond of is alien to my nature. I do not bond with anyone." She punctuated the statement by crossing her arms over her naked breasts and straightening her spine. In a dress lineup in full uniform, standing at attention, the gesture might have received respect. Here, naked, lying in a pool of bubbles, it did not have quite the desired impact. This was fully brought home as both Alluria and Kira broke out in peals of laughter. She sank back into the water with a sigh. Would she ever adjust to this new turn her life had taken? As an assassin for the tribunal, ties to family and friends were severed. The Nanus process blocked emotion, and the enjoyment of any sort of relationship with others was destroyed. She respected both of these women who had immediately taken her under their wings upon her arrival on Ednos. They'd made it their mission to support her as she dealt with the surge of recovered emotions so foreign to her nature after disuse for such a long period of time. To call it a difficult transition would be a mild statement. Once the block had disintegrated completely, she'd fought to retain her sanity. The serum administered by the healers had restored her memories, and rage had dominated her thoughts. It was an emotion she understood, one left unblocked by the Nanus process. The tribunal reasoned rage was an influence which only enhanced the efficiency of assassins in their enforcement responsibilities. Killing frenzy, rage, and stasis were the exclusive responses left to an enforcer. When the sadness had struck out and gripped her, the loss of her family, her life, she'd been unequipped to handle the assault of pain, like an enforcer caught naked, not one weapon at hand with which to defend herself. The healers had administered an equalizer drug to stabilize the return of emotions. Still, the sadness felt so foreign to her nature as a trained assassin. The overwhelming grief became almost too much to bear. Desperate to stop the tide of intense feelings, she'd barricaded herself in her apartment, hoping that without human contact she could control her reactions. Days passed without success until finally Alluria and Kira had descended on her, refusing to go away. Knowing Dalen attempted to endure alone was something both females refused to allow, even after her assurances she was well and did not require their assistance. Finally, frustrated at their tenacity, she'd let them in. The women had encouraged her to meet with Dr. Xander, the psychomedic. Jarek, Kira's taman, had met with Xander after his rescue from Odin's compound, and Kira said it had helped him to cope with the corruption of his memories. As she studied these two strong women, she contemplated the golden radiance of shared love with a chosen mate that permeated their skin. Alluria had Devon, and Kira had Jarek. There were moments she was envious of their unions, but this was not the time to complicate her situation. It was best she remain alone. Devon Andromeda was an elite first enforcer who'd had the memories of Illyria and his family wiped from his mind. Only when he and Illyria had confronted each other on the desolate planet Sirtian, and she'd administered the test antidote to him, had he been able to regain his before. They'd sealed and remarked by Guardian in a union that was legendary. Devon's father had joined the rebellion after Devon's induction as an enforcer. He'd been betrayed and then assassinated by a tribunal enforcer, and Kira Devon's sister, had been taken into bondage. Her scars from that time had slowly healed with the help of a Sirtianese mind-wanderer mate, Jarek Bakari. Each had fought for the rebellion in different ways, Illyria as a warrior and Kira as a scientist. Both exuded femininity, interwoven with their determination and loyalty to their people. They'd taken her into their midst without judgment, even knowing she was an assassin for the Argadian Tribunal. These women had held her as she wept with pain, while the memories of her family spilled from her, when the guilt of the deaths at her hands as an enforcer lay heavily upon her spirit. The only passions an enforcer exhibited were rage and killing frenzy to carry them in battle. Otherwise, there was nothing. Every other emotion stripped from them, blocked by a procedure that rendered them lethal weapons commanded by the Argadian Council members. Stasis, for an enforcer, was a state of rest, but unlike normal sleep, it was a numbing of mind and body, where an enforcer waited for the next tribunal assignment. She now knew regret as well as sadness. There were moments of quiet pleasure, but she had yet to experience real joy, as Illyria and Kira described it, and the passion exhibited between a male and female was far beyond the spectrum of her thoughts. "A male," she snorted. "You have to be joking." Illyria shook her head. "I most certainly am not. You work way too hard, and you allow yourself no time for pleasure, to relax. If we hadn't forced you to come with us tonight, you wouldn't be here now. You'd be off checking weapons or monitoring ships, anything but taking time to relax. A little male companionship would go a long way to helping you in that direction." She sighed, closed her eyes, and tipped her head back. The fact that she was here, naked, lying in a warm pool of bubbles with water jetting rhythmically against her body, was more than enough relaxation for her, and it certainly seemed to have the desired effect as she felt her body softening beneath the gentle pulsing of the water, and her brain was mush. "This is relaxing enough. I do not need the attentions of a male to confuse things. I have enough to worry about." "That's just the problem," Kira remarked from the other side. "You worry too much. We all have jobs to do, and they're dangerous. Without some sort of release, some ability to distance yourself, you will eventually break, Dalen, and we do not want to see that happen. We care about you and are only concerned for your welfare." She opened her eyes, and her gaze moved between the two beautiful women. They were good friends. It was something she'd never experienced before, friendship. As an enforcer, she had never had close acquaintances, only other duty-bound and emotionless enforcers like herself. Any downtime was spent at the Institute, going through tests and re-immersion, and there was no radiance for a female enforcer. It was another facet to being an ordinary female she was attempting to understand. Like the golden radiance these women exhibited, visible signs of happiness and union. The return of her own radiance with any of her emotions had not surfaced yet. The healers assured her it was strictly a matter of time. When she stopped rebelling against the sensations and relaxed into them, accepted them, her radiance would certainly return. She kept to herself the fact that she didn't think that was likely to occur in near beyond. It was like fighting the existence of another person inside herself. Pain, pleasure, sadness, they were all there for her to call upon, although rusty after so many years of dormancy, and it did not come naturally to her to accept their existence as a part of who she was. "Think about it, Dalen," Illyria urged. "Kira's right. We worry about you. We want to see you happy." Dalen turned her head to stare at the vast sky through the dome ceiling and sighed. "I appreciate your concern, Illyria. Really, I do. I am not ready to be with another right now. I know you and Kira have found the right mates, but I need more time. Let us just enjoy this feminine bonding you have forced me into." She turned to look at Illyria, and a smile curved her lips. "This is nice. I've never experienced anything like this. You both care for me, and I thank you for it. To have friends like you both is something I will not take for granted. You are no longer an enforcer, and we simply want you to be happy and to live. We don't know what tomorrow has in store for us, and we don't want you to waste a moment in dwelling and feeling guilty for what happened in before. You are with us now. You don't belong to them any longer. I know. I will try. She turned away, afraid something in her eyes would betray the secret she kept locked away from them. If only they knew the real source of her guilt. She had shared some of her before with them, but not all of it. There was a time, a split second, when even the enforcer training had splintered, almost causing her death, and it was because of a male. Even now she could see his searing blue eyes filled with passion. His face was branded into her thoughts, and it was that memory alone which kept her from seeking companionship with another. For one brief moment, desire had blazed through her, and it stayed her hand when she should have killed him with no other emotion filling her than the killing rage of an enforcer. For an explosive instant, just before he lost consciousness, she had also seen those blue orbs filled with hate and betrayal, and she walked away without completing her mission. Run would be a better word. No, it was not just any male she needed. There was only one who could offer her redemption and heal her, and that was a most unlikely prospect. Hayden would probably freeze over first. That she couldn't tell these two women her secret, because the pirate who'd claimed a piece of her unwilling soul was Kira and Devon's rebellious brother Alekos, known as the Ravager, as slippery and lethal as any rogue among the stars. If they ever came face to face again, she knew the only thing he would seek was her death for her betrayal. It was several years past when she'd awakened from stasis for an assignment to make contact with the Ravager, get him to trust her, and then eliminate him. He'd been sighted by one of their informants, and she was given the task of seducing him, getting as close to him as possible, discovering any useful information, and then killing him. At first it had been an assignment like any other. By questioning several Argadian sources, she'd ascertained he had a habit of frequenting a certain bar during his visits to Dathvar, the small rebel settlement located on a remote island in the Lydian Ocean. For the most part, the Council left this particular island alone, because on occasion the inhabitants were useful for certain tasks, with no allegiances to anything beyond payment for their dubious services. Daylan arrived at Dathvar, spent several days becoming acclimated to the area, until finally she spotted him. Dressing with care that night in an outfit meant to entice, she made certain to show just enough skin to tantalize. Donning the blonde wig she had chosen for this assignment to hide the signature white hair of the enforcer, and slipping into a gown of deep gold, she then added a small gold-colored weapon strapped to her right thigh and a dagger strapped to her left. She also wore green lenses to cover the ebony color of her enforcer eyes. Upon entering the bar, complete silence descended over the room, as all eyes turned to watch her saunter to a table near the window and settle into a chair. With deliberate intent, she slid back a section of the long skirt so that her weapons were clearly visible, and all would know she was outfitted for trouble. It was enough, and the hum of conversation resumed. It appeared no one was in the mood to take a chance on being killed strictly for a quick fuck with a beautiful female. Her gaze circuited the room until she located her target, who was seated at a poker table, on the far side of the room directly across from where she sat. It provided her a good position from which to study him as he faced her. Throughout the night she sat alone, drinking wine and watching. Periodically his gaze rose to meet hers across the room, and for long moments their eyes dueled. She tempted him. She could see it in the sensual look. With subtle movements, when she caught him watching her, she would skim one of her hands over her full, rounded breasts, then glance up at him and smile a slow, seductive smile. Finally, at the end of the night, he walked over to her table. "Who are you?" he asked as his gaze raked over her. "I've never seen you in here before." She sipped slowly at her wine and then licked her lips. "They call me Day. I arrived earlier this afternoon. I like a little danger and heard this was the place to find it." She turned her sultry gaze up to cling to his. "Were they right?" His sapphire scrutiny lasered through her, and surprisingly her shocks began to throb, and liquid heat pooled between her legs. She was taken off guard by the response of her body. There should not have been any such recognition, and it threw her slightly off kilter, but she recovered quickly and tamped down the unexpected emotion. My name is Alekos. They might be right, and then again, they might not. Do you want to find out? She swept a hand toward the vacant chair opposite her, and he dropped into it. He was much more attractive in person than his image-likeness indicated. Dark, hard, chiseled, yet a glint of amusement lurked around his eyes and mouth. She found herself wanting to feel that mouth against her skin. Inwardly, she trembled at the thought of being naked with this man. It was a surge and nothing more. It flitted away as quickly as it rose. It shouldn't have erupted at all. Any emotion should be blocked by the Nanus process. Something was definitely not right. He rested his hands on the table, and her focus was drawn to them. Long, elegant fingers, and dark hairs on his forearms peeked from beneath the sleeves of his tunic. Another rebellious vision of him stroking her with those hands caused a shudder beneath her skin and a convulsion in her shocks. Her mind warned her this was a dangerous situation, and she should get out and let someone else handle it. But the longer she sat there staring at him, the less she wanted to leave. And besides, an enforcer never turned and ran. It was up to her to complete her task. Some part of her wanted to know this male intimately, in ways she'd never even thought of before. The pulse at her neck began to throb frantically. She swallowed, then lifted a hand to touch the fluttering vein. She was definitely not supposed to be having these responses. Suddenly he reached out to grab her hand, and as she watched, he lifted it to his face and inhaled. His gaze again met hers. "Nice," he said in a deep, gravelly voice. "I'm only here for a short time, but I definitely think we should become intimately acquainted." She studied him closely and knew she teetered at the edge of danger. Having been an assassin for the tribunal for many years, her responses shocked her in that for the first time she felt female. He made her feel every bit of femininity that should have been doused inside her, made her respond to him. He was dangerous, his name obviously earned. Not only was he capable of ravaging the skies, but obviously female hearts as well. The tribunal was right. He must be eliminated. His seductive aura was a threat to the order of things on Argadia. His lethal charm contained the ability to seduce the secrets from any female he encountered who had the least bit of knowledge of the tribunal's activities. Alekos Andromeda, the Ravager, was a lone wolf who followed no rules, a treacherous stud who used his skills as well as any enforcer ever had with lethal purpose. But before she eliminated him, she wanted one taste of him, so she would always be reminded the Nanus process was not infallible. Even an enforcer's suppressed emotions could be seduced from hiding. Ravager's Redemption by Adriana Dane, now available at Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. For information on other stories, visit www.adrianadane.com. Ravager's Redemption, also available in paperback at amazon.com in the Argadian Heart Trilogy.